Quran Quest on Iran Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Quran Quest on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program, and my guest speaker, Sayyid Salman Naghavi, a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We have started discussing Surah Al-Takfir or Chapter Takfir, the 81st chapter of the Quran, referring to a series of events before and during the Day of Resurrection. We already talked about the first seven verses of this chapter. Of course, we are still on the seventh verse, if you will. And before we move on, of course, we talked about many issues and the major concept, as we already talked about, I mean, a kind of admonition, or tiding, or let's say a forecast of some sort or nature given to mankind by God regarding the Day of Judgment. That shocking or sudden, let's say, series of events that would happen during that time or even before that time. Well, we talked about the nomenclature of this chapter as well as the reason of revelation and the first few verses of this chapter. Before we move on, let's take a short break by listening to a few verses of this chapter, Surah Al-Takfir, and then we come back. We continue our program Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وإذا الوحوش حشرت
And when the wild beasts are gathered,
وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ
And when the seas are filled with flame.
وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ
And when the souls are paired.
Welcome back to the program Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Salman Naghavi, a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University, my friend and my guest speaker in the studio, shedding more light on the different verses of 81st chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Takfir. Sayyid, I think in the last program, especially approaching the end of it, or the end of the previous episode, we haven't covered completely the idea and the meaning and the philosophy behind the seventh verse reading, وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, right? So you were talking about the different interpretations of this verse, while Ali Ghuli Gharai translated it as when the souls are assorted.
Yes, so of course we should remember this also, that when we're talking about these scenarios which are taking leading up to the events of the Day of Judgment, the Day of Resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
So this verse, this is the seventh scenario. The first two were talking about the celestial bodies.
Yes.
إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ.
Yes.
Then we came...
The sun and the stars, and then it moved on to the mountains.
Yes, then we came down onto earth.
Yes.
وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. So when we're talking about the mountains moving,
yes,
and the...
Wild beasts.
وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. The camels, the precious camels, they,
yes,
were being left unattended.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was taking care of them.
The camels and the wild beasts.
And وَإِذَا الْحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. The,
yes,
wild beasts, they started herding together.
Yes.
Then we come to وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. Again, we're still on the planet Earth. We're still on the Earth.
Yeah.
Regarding Zal Bihar Sujirat, it's basically setting ablaze, being set on a fire, maybe. That is the most, the meaning which comes to mind. Maybe the boiling of the water can also be thought of the because of the, maybe the lava coming out of the earth's crust, the water starts boiling, evaporating, yes, becoming dried up, maybe. Yes. That is also another possibility. It's mm-hmm. all within the realm. But now when we come to Izan Nufusu Zubwijat, this is the seventh scenario. So now the resurrection has started.
Mm.
Either it's pointing to the starting of the resurrection of the human bodies, the human bodies come back to life, the separation, the souls were separated from the bodies upon death, and they become reunited. But again, it seems that it is more pertinent to the scenario which is taking place afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of the resurrection, is an nufusu zubwijat. The more apparent meaning is that when the, as you mentioned, the human souls are being assorted,
mm-hmm.
they are, for example, being put into their categories: the good people, the good men with the good women,
yes,
or the bad and evil guys with the evil women folk, maybe. That is also possible. Ashabul Maymanati ma ashabul Maymana, washabul Mashamati ma ashabul Mashama, wasabiqun asabiqun ulaika al-muqarrabun. So there in the Surah Al-Waqia, the Quran is talking about the three classes of people. Good people with the ashabul Maymana, people of the right, with the people, yes, of the right.
That chapter also is referring to the day of resurrection,
yes,
right?
Yes, when people are the good people, people of the right, Ashab al-Yameen.
Yes.
They will be assorted, put together with the Ashab al-Yameen.
The people of the right.
Of the right. Ashab al-Maymana, those on the left, the evil people, they will be assorted with the bad people.
Yes.
So, As-Sabiqun As-Sabiqun, those who they are the first people to accept the faith. They move towards faith in a very fast way. They are prominent, and they speed and they rush towards accepting Islam and faith. They will be, as they happen to be in this world, they will in the day of, on the day of resurrection, they will also be put on a special position.
Mm-hmm.
In the eyes of Allah Almighty, their station will be elevated.
Okay.
So this is an assorting of the good people with the good people, but bad people with the bad people.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sayyid. Let's take a short break, and then when we come back, we talk more about this verse. I mean, the seventh verse of the 81st chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Takwir. Stay with us.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
You are listening to Quran Quest on Iran Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your Quranic questions.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
Welcome back to the program, Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad Hosseini's program, and my guest speaker, Sayyid Salman Naghavi, a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University, talking with me kindly about the 81st chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Takwir, and more specifically, he was giving multiple invitations regarding the seventh verse of Surah Al-Takwir. So you said that this is one interpretation, that the souls or different people are basically grouped together regarding whether they are good or bad, right?
Yes. So one meaning is that the good people are sorted and put together with good people, and the bad people with the bad people, and so on and so forth. So this could be the day of Mahshar itself, the day of resurrection, when they're being called, they're being
summoned,
and they are to maybe afterwards when they go into the paradise. So those people who will go to paradise, maybe, while the good people, they will be together. This could also be a possibility. Again, there's another possibility that those who are good, righteous people, they will be given Hurul Ain. They will be put together with
the Huris,
and the bad guys and the bad people will be put with either Huris or Ghilman or whatever. It doesn't make any difference. I'm not talking about men or
women.
It's general.
Yes.
So there's no limitation to the fact that maybe males don't have Ghilman, and both of them will have both.
Yes.
So that is also a sort of pairing and marrying together. And the bad will be, the evil people will be put together with evil shayateen and satans and devils, and they will be in their company maybe.
Mm.
And it is also possible that friends are separated. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. Everyone will be separated from those whom they were, you know, associated with in this world. Their friends and the people whom they like to spend time together with, they will also be able to come back together maybe on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another possibility that you could say that the person who is, he will be paired or will be assorted or he'll be put together with his actions. As a result, whatever good actions he did, he will be, summoned with those good actions.
Yes.
So that could also probably mean, a slight probability is there, that his actions will be, put together and paired with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be linked up with that. So these are the various possibilities regarding this verse, but the most prominent one which comes to mind is based on the fact that the first one, not the one where the bodies will be
reunited
with the souls. No, the ones where all of them will be assorted.
This is the most prominent one.
Like the Wakuntum Azwajan Thalatha of Ashab al Maymanati Ma Ashab al Maymana.
Yes.
So the Surah Tul Waqia, which is mentioning and referring to those. The coming together of good people with the good people.
A little bit of a challenging question that might rise here or come to the minds of some people who are listening to this program is that when you are actually giving so many interpretations or multiple scenarios and possibilities of these events that may happen, and some of them are different from the other one. Does that mean that, for example, one interpretation negates the other interpretation, or no? They could happen all even simultaneously, or no? Just one possibility is actually going to happen for sure.
In some in these situations, everything, the various possibilities, they don't negate each other.
Mm.
But sometimes the different meanings are such that the one is only correct. So here the possibility is that there may be these different scenarios could be taking place.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there are some things which are taking place. In any case, the bodies will be reunited with their souls. The souls will be reunited with their souls.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to happen, but is this verse pointing to that scenario, or is it pointing to something afterwards, when the day of resurrection has started and has come into existence? So that could be also the situation which is being referred to by this verse. So, these possibilities or probabilities are there, but which one is the verse referring to, it may be, we're not sure.
We are not sure, and we have to wait actually for the 12th Imam to appear and answer all these questions.
True.
For sure. Thank you very much, Sayyid. Well, we talked about actually the 7th verse of the 81st chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Takfir. where God says when the souls are assorted. And Sayyid Salman Naghavi, my guest speaker, my friend, was trying to shed light on the different scenarios and possibilities and multiple interpretations regarding the seventh verse of this chapter. Thank you very much for joining your own program, Quran Quest, on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, and the rest of the crew, we bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.